to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We're your humble, happy hosts, broadcasting live from lovely, hot Austin, Texas. Guys, we're going to do something a little bit different on today's radio show. We've been receiving a lot of emails from all of you, and we certainly appreciate the emails. But there were a couple emails that we received in the past week that Julie and I thought would merit discussion. We've done this once before, a show similar to this. And the feedback we got from doing that email was great because you guys can see the problems, questions, concerns, the fears, the doubts, all the good stuff that, you know, basically circulate in all of our brains that happens in most everyone else. In other words, even though you guys think the feelings that you have, the fears that you're experiencing are unique to you, well, guess what? They're not. Everybody experiences at some differing levels, at some different points in their lives or their days, pretty much the exact same feelings that you do. So sorry to burst your bubble that your problems aren't that unique. So what we're going to do is we're going to read to you guys some actual emails, and then Julie and I are going to comment on them. Julie, are you there?
I think so.
Yes, you are. You are. Good.
Okay. Good.
Yes. All right. So that's what we're going to be doing. So we've got two emails. Now, just so you guys are clear, we're not going to be sharing with you the agent's name. We're not going to be giving you any personal, because they don't know we're reading these emails, and so we're going to edit it, sanitize them for their protection, if you know what I'm saying. Take notes. Be introspective. That's the main thing. When we're doing shows like this, guys, be introspective and ask yourself, does that relate to you? Because you'll find more often than not, if it doesn't necessarily relate to you now, immediately at this very second, then maybe it will tomorrow or 10 minutes from now. Have an open mind. Julie, let's go ahead and start. You can start with whichever email you want to start with first.
Okay.
That's fine. It's up
gotcha.
To you.
No worries. All right. So, again, to protect the innocent. But you know who you are, listeners. And so I want everybody to just clear your mind for a second and listen, because I'm sure that at least parts of this apply to each and every one of you. Here's the first email. Hi, coaches. I'm going to make this short. I suffer from a major case of paralysis analysis, or whatever the term is. When I first got into the business, you were my first introduction to real estate coaching, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I discontinued it. But here I am 7 years later and continue finding myself in major ups and downs, and I've been in a downward trend for months. I've only closed 2 transactions this year, and I feel like a snowball rolling downhill. I just sit in front of my computer all day trying to figure things out. So, Coach Michelle has been trying as much as she can and is able to help keep me accountable, but I'm not sure if accountability works on me at this point. I seem to not be able to find my true why, my motivation, my vision, or whatever drives me. I have a wife and a 13-year-old daughter who depend on me, and you would think that that would get me off my ass, his words in his email. If I can find my true purpose, I feel I should move. That should move me into action. Do you have any suggestions on how to find myself? It's very sad at this point in my life. I have nobody to turn to, but I have great respect for you guys. I'm hitting send now, hopefully not sounding like a fool. Absolutely not sounding like a fool. So whenever we get a smoke signal like this in our email, of course, all the coaches rally, and of course we respond. So here is the follow-up. Let's see.
Now, hold on.
Go ahead.
Julie, hold on.
Yes.
So what happened was, is that email came in. We've never done a show like this before, so if listeners, it sounds a little disorganized, it's because it is. So what happened
together.
So stay with us. Be patient. So the email comes in, and we do get emails like this, you know, not that often, but often enough, and we don't sit on them. We jump on them. We put our coaches on them. We do whatever we can to help that agent, help that client get their head screwed on straight so that they can, you know, basically find themselves. Because the problem is, guys, when you get an email like that, and you could even feel his you could feel the negative energy, right? You could feel the frustration. You could feel didn't you just picture him sitting there in front of his computer in his cubicle and just not knowing what to do, not knowing what actions to take? I bet every single one of you have been in a situation, if you're not that in that exact situation now. And if you listen to what he said, he went on then to talk about the fact that he was sort of on this quest to find his motivation. Now, let's break this down, Julie, so we can really, you know, make this as practical as possible.
Mm-hmm.
There,
sure.
That is right there, that very thought, I'm trying to find my motivation, or in a different version, which I've, you know, is basically trendy, trying to find your big why and trying to find your one thing and all the rest of this stuff. That is a waste of time. And I'm going to tell you why. Because your one thing and your why changes all the damn time. So trying to think that you're going to have some big, you know, huge light that's going to lead you in through the fog and lead you past the rocks, you know, some sort of, you know, ever-present, unbelievably powerful, almost spiritual thing that's going to draw you to the truth, that's just a bunch of bullshit. And you guys got to stop believing in that. And why do people tell lies like that? Because you guys love them. You guys will buy books. You guys will go to seminars. You guys will actually lap it up when you are told that all you have to do is find your big why. Because the nice thing about conversations like that is that you can sit around and you can basically pick the lint out of your toes, or in his case, look at his computer screen all day.
Because you haven't found it yet. And you're waiting for the
sunbeam. Exactly. That's right. That's the excuse. That is the excuse that people will use. And you see it happening in many different versions and incarnations. And it is all of us that are attracted to that. It's almost like a fairy tale that, you know, it's the knight in shining armor thing. In just this case, the knight in shining armor is your big why. You guys have got to move beyond that. It is a lie. Your reason, your motivation, whatever it is going to change constantly. So here's what you have to replace these sort of, you know, bullshit mythical thinking type things with. You have to replace them with simple daily action items, and that's it. You have to write this down. Oh, my gosh, listeners, if you don't have this memorized yet, you must be a new listener. Ever-increasing success, and success is defined by you, comes down to one thing, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. Now, drilling down even more, the way you can simplify that is having a list, a small, short, easy-to-manage list of 3 to 5 things. And if you're just starting out like this guy, maybe you're just kind of getting his marbles back in his head, maybe the thing he could do is just 1 to 2 things every day. But those 1 to 2 things have to involve being in front of folks, being of service, talking about real estate. So they cannot be pissing around on Facebook. They cannot be tweeting. They cannot be Instagramming. They cannot be liking posts. They cannot be doing any of that other garbage. They have to be doing things. It has to involve things that are going to put him directly in the path of people that need help. That's it. So here's what's magical that happens. So before I move on. So let's say you want to have 5 minimum standards every day, Julie. 5 minimum standards would be making, say, for example, 5 solid contacts. Another minimum standard would be every single lead that you get. You guys can listen to a past radio shows to understand the whole, you know, basic leads. And if you're a coaching client, just use our lead system. But the bottom line is every single lead you have, whether it's an A, B, or C lead, gets called up, immediately. Everyone's getting followed up on. So you call all your leads every single day with the intent of setting an appointment. So other high-value activities. You need to be making we talked about 5 contacts, but you need to be making, if you're not somebody who's ready to pick up the phone, and some of you guys take too long to, you know, too many baby steps before you actually take the leap to pick up the phone, but if you're in a state where you're just not quite emotionally ready to do that yet, then you need to go out, get off your butt, and go do things. We've had many, many coaching clients. You know, this is every time we say this, people are like, "Are you kidding me?" No, you can literally build your real estate practice around playing golf. You can literally build your real estate practice around doing the things that you already have love and passion for. Because if you're doing things that you really have love and passion for, and you're around other people that are doing the same thing, golf is my example, and real estate naturally comes out in conversation, that's how you can expand your center of influence and past client list. That's how you can actually start doing more transactions. If you want to be more aggressive and get results quicker, then you obviously want to go to the folks that have their hands up in your market right now saying, please, please, please help me. Those would be the unrepresented owners, a.k.a. fit for sale by owners. Those would be the expireds. Those would be the notice of defaults. Those would be all those types of things. You know, I had another email, Julie. I researched you and Julie. I'm thinking about signing up for coaching. And I read that you guys sold 105 houses your first year when you were basically right out of college with no previous real estate experience. How could this possibly be true? And I emailed back, of course, and I said, well, we did exactly what we are now teaching, two decades later, everyone else to do. But more specifically, we were targeting people that already had their hands in the air saying they wanted to sell. We knocked on for sale by owner doors. We knocked on expired doors. We didn't have any fancy scripts. We didn't have our pre-listing pack. We didn't have anything. We just went and knocked on the doors. And 9 times out of 10, well, realistically, probably, 6 times out of 10 because we were new, they would list their houses with us. No other agents were actually doing the work. Other agents were sending letters. Other agents were doing all this passive stuff. We would go after the business resulted in, after 12 months, over 100 sales, our first year in the business. You guys can do the exact same things. It's not a difficult business. That's what I'm talking about as far as doing direct contacts. So specifically, if you're in a place where you're sitting at your computer screen and you're not knowing what to do, here's what your current or future coach, here's what we're telling you. You need to write down 3 to 5 things that you're going to do every single day at the highest level. Do not overcommit, otherwise you'll just set yourself up for failure. It could be, for example, that you're going to start every single workday at 9 a.m. It could be, I'm giving you easy ones, it could be that you are absolutely positively going to have a media-free morning, no anything, no email, no Facebook, no anything. Don't consume any information, no books, maybe books, but no newspapers, no anything that's going to adversely affect your mindset. None of that in the morning, none of that in the evening, and eventually move towards having a media-free life. So that's another thing. Because you guys who are sitting in front of your computers, you're going to the same websites, you're going to the same groups that are probably a bunch of other people bellyaching about their lack of success. And so you've essentially just built this reality that is essentially based on, you know, communal failure. That's your choice. So choose a different path. Okay? You guys with me on this? So first one is start by getting up in the morning at every time at the same time. Next thing, go towards a media-free life. Media-free morning at first, then work your way through. Next thing, absolutely positively, as painful as it might be for you, start going after the people that already have their hands in the air that want to sell their houses. Now, if you are, depending on your cash flow situation, you can also go after buyers. The easiest buyers to work with are first-time buyers, of which, thanks to the millennials, there's billions of them. There's another path. Okay, guys, there's specific things. Lead follow-up. No lead goes into a lead follow-up system. You get a lead, that lead gets haunted. That lead gets called. You're not just going to put them in a passive system, wait for the system to get the lead for or get the sale for you. Another elegant lie that a lot of agents are succumbing to, that they don't have to pick up the phone and do their own lead follow-up. So, Julie, any other specific
yes.
targeted 3 to 5 things that someone could choose from? A brief, relatively simple to implement list that they can choose from to choose their 3 to 5 things.
Sure. Actually, I'm going to demonstrate that by reading the follow-up email from the same agent that we started this with, because I kind of feel sorry for him, quite frankly, because he was rather attacked by our coaching team, including myself, when he sent out message in a good way, right? We were like, okay, let's do this thing. And so his follow-up email, proves your point that we don't want to be overwhelmed with 9 billion things to do, and we do want to get out of our own way, so I'm just going to read this just sort of as a demonstration of what you're talking about. It says, good evening, all. I want to thank everyone for the coaching overload this morning. I gleaned information from all of you, and I thank you so much. Michelle is my coach assigned through the Essentials Program. Remember, you guys get a one-on-one call monthly with the Essentials Program. That's what he's referring to. And I can't express how much I appreciate her and her efforts. She asked that I check in for the next 7 days as to my activities for the day. I had a very good day today in comparison to what's been going on and felt very motivated in my business. Okay, so stop right there. One of the 5 important things in the day might be to check in with a coach, with your accountability partner, et cetera. That keeps the train on the tracks. It causes you to not be able to get away with anything because you're being accountable. So next, he writes, today I dove right into the survival plan that Julie reintroduced me to and was able to get my past clients, centers of influence, and others down to the top 115 out of my list of 1,200. I started by contacting 5 of them. Okay, there's another thing on your basic list. I started by contacting 5 of them as well as 10 of the rest of my list, so 15 real contacts, and I was able to add 2 new warm leads. So let's stop right there. Let's say he was doing this 4 out of 5 days a week, and every time he made those 15 real contacts, he was adding 2 warm leads. That by itself is a jump start to his business, okay? Then I was able to set up an open house for the weekend and have it posted to Craigslist and Facebook. That's something from the survival plan. I followed up on all 13 of my current leads. Also, on your list of daily things that make you money, following up on your leads. I introduced one of them to my lender for loan approval. I met my buyer clients and home inspector to introduce them. I showed other buyers a home, and I'm making an offer tonight. I mean, this is a seriously productive day, right? Michelle reminded
me that I need... In a very short period of time.
Yeah, seriously short period of time. Look at all this work being done. Michelle reminded me that I need to not be a secret agent, so I was able to meet and hand my card to about 10 random people today. I loaded up and began listening to Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Holiday and learned that passion has nothing to do with success. Remember his previous email where
hold
he was
on.
Trying to find his why?
Hold yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, there it is. That's the book that we've been telling you guys about, Ego is the Enemy. Definitely get that book. So moral of the story here is that whole passion conversation, you'll find your passion, you'll find your success.
Right.
That's in the same big bucket of stinky BS as the whole thing about trying to find yourself or trying to find your one thing. Guys, honestly, it's such a bunch of crap. Please do not fall prey to that anymore. There's no big mystical thing. The basic, essentially recipe for being successful at anything, remember, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it. Remember, guys, it comes down to 3 to 5 things that you do at a high level every single day. You can amp those things up as you get more confident. 3 contacts goes to 5, goes to 10. 1 appointment per week goes to, appointment every day. You guys get the point. That's how it works. That's where you find your true passion, if you want to even call it that word. I've gotten to the point where I find that word almost offensive. But you get to the point where you'll find your unbelievable satisfaction, how about that, in the fact that you see yourself helping more and more people. And then what happens is, then the money follows. That's what happens. Now, I do not want, and Julie does not want you to run a nonprofit business. We do not want you just going out there and basically, wasting your time giving free real estate information. That's the reason it goes, but that is not your job. That is different than what we're talking about. That's the reason that we ask you guys to memorize and learn how to do pre-qualifying. Work with the people that actually have the ability to do a transaction. The rest can just go to the internet and get their information. If that means you end up not working with a bunch of unmotivated leads, good. Just focus on the good ones. That goes back to the fallacy of having these big lead follow-up databases. The good ones get hidden amongst all the bad ones, or at least the unmotivated ones, if that makes sense. Guys, we're going to read one more email to you, but before we do, a lot of you are at the tipping point in the year and in your careers where you know you should be doing something different. You just don't know what to do. You're being pressured probably to buy some new easy button widget that's going to essentially cure all your problems. It's going to make it so all of a sudden magically and mystically all your this, that, the other. If you just buy leads from this source, this portal, and you just dump them into this thing and you just basically sit around in front of your computer playing Pokemon, or I guess you don't sit around your computer and play Pokemon, you go out like a fool and basically get hit by cars playing Pokemon. But anyway, so guys, I got off mentally track here. The takeaway from all this is that when you really cut through all the Mickey Mouse, when you really cut through all of it, this is a simple, elegant, basic business. It comes down to doing 3 to 5 things every day. You do those 3 to 5 things every day. You do them at the highest level, even when you don't feel like it. That's the main thing. Don't wait to feel like doing something. Just do it. Your feelings will change along the way. Your feelings will actually change as you're making the contacts, as you realize that people are listening and they're becoming receptive to what you're saying. They will become more receptive to what you're saying as you improve your skill set. You have to take the action while you're learning. You cannot learn and then think to take the action. You have to do all the things simultaneously. Guys, I realize that a lot of this that we share with you feels like common sense. I realize that it makes sense. When you're hearing us talk, you're like, well, that makes perfect sense. Well, then why the heck aren't you doing it? So listen, we've made it super easy for you. You can become one of our coaching clients. You can get access to all the same information all the other coaching clients have. This system works in all price ranges, in all markets. This is a real-life coaching program, as I think we've demonstrated. You get 4 semi-private coaching calls a month. You get a single private coaching call in addition to that that's scheduled around your schedule. And, guys, the best thing is the coaching program is less than $100 a month. Every single one of you are literally approved to this program, regardless of what your past credit issues were or anything else. You are literally pre-approved to be a part of this coaching program. All you got to do is fill out that form. Someone from our team will call you back. It's like a 10-minute phone call if you have questions, 5 minutes if you don't. You're in the coaching program. Congratulations, you're one of our clients. It's that simple. There's no strings attached. There's no payment for the first 30 days. All of you guys know intuitively that this is something you should at least seriously be considering doing. Do it. What are you holding? What's the reservation? Certainly, you guys are pissing away more money on Starbucks every day. This is equivalent to basically $3.33 a day. It doesn't make sense for you not to do this. And when you fill out the form, just simply by filling out the form, we're going to give you 6 free books, and you can see images of the books there. If you're on your desktop, just go to joinharris.com. Julie, next email.
All right, perfect. So the next email, also we will keep anonymous, but this is from a listener to the podcast. Let's see. I'm writing to you from beautiful, not so hot, Lake Lure in the mountains of western North Carolina near Asheville. I was listening to your podcast the other day and heard you saying something about other people saying that you guys are somehow not motivating. Well, I strongly have to disagree. You see, about 24 months ago, I was at my broker in charge mandatory update class at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I pretty much died. My heart stopped. If it were not for our fellow real estate brokers in the class who took immediate action, I would be dead. Okay, so this person isn't joking. Heart stopped. Would have been dead. Got it? So two of my broker classmates kept me alive with CPR until the first responders arrived, which took them about 15 minutes. I woke up 4 days later in intensive care. Turns out that I had a sudden cardiac arrest due to VFib. Now I have an implanted defibrillator and pacemaker. Long story short, I could not drive for 6 months and had a real hard time making any money to pay the bills or even buy groceries. It's been a long road back. This is when I found your podcast. My doctors want me to exercise, and I have never been a person who enjoyed working out. I've been trying for years. So now I find great motivation and look forward to my daily morning 30-minute workout listening to you guys. I find your podcast very motivating, and although I'm not yet back to normal, if I ever was normal, but I am getting close. Since my heart issue, I've changed my real estate focus from strictly selling land and lots for local developers to regular general real estate. Although I am kind of lost, not ever being a listing agent and not having to generate my own leads as much and not knowing how to generate listings, I've been able to utilize much of your suggestions that you make in the podcast. Thank you for raising the free line and offering great content. I understand the idea is to get more coaching clients, but the way you go about it, offering great information for free on the podcast, is wonderful. All the topics you cover have helped me and motivates me every day. Keep kicking our ass and don't worry about being nice and PC. Blunt and to the point is awesome. I look forward to becoming a new coaching client of yours hopefully soon. There you have it. So thank you for listening and implementing. And that, I mean, that's a pretty serious story, right? And kudos to you for taking action.
His comment, though, when I did say, it was probably two months ago, we did a series of three radio shows, and they had just monster listens, and we were basically, maybe even 4 months ago now, where we were talking about the fact that we knew the housing market was going to basically, it was starting to rescind when it was starting to basically, essentially go back into a deflationary type way in certain markets. We got so much crap for that because obviously most real estate agents and brokers and even the whole industry, it's easier to sell people on the belief that real estate's a great investment, and that people will be questioning less about what they're, you guys get the psychology of it. If prices are rising, it's easy to get someone to jump in than if they're fearful of prices falling. So most of our industry is addicted to the inflation of real estate, and they don't know what to do when there's any sort of deflation. But you know what? I don't care. That doesn't have anything to do with anything that we do because our job is to take care of you guys. That's our job. We focus on agents. The industry is going to take care of itself as long as the agents are taken care of. And frankly, as long as you guys learn to take care of yourselves. This industry is screwed, done, over with. If the agents themselves are not productive and successful, brokerages, technology companies, portals, all this other CRAP that's out there in the agent space doesn't exist if you guys don't exist. And nobody seems to really acknowledge that, which is really fascinating to me. Everyone seems to be focused on really the wrong thing, and they're not willing to tell you guys the truth. And so the truth that we shared with you is, guess what, played out. What we thought was going to happen is happening. In all markets, pretty much across the country, the market's shifting. Oh, big surprise. Shifting in other markets faster than, upper-end price ranges are definitely falling. I know in New York City from all of our great clients. I just heard from one of our superstars that's on a million-dollar listing in New York that the days in the market for a property that's $4 million or above in New York is something like, a year, I think, 232 days or something. I don't remember the exact number.
Forever.
But guess what, guys? There's an article that came out just, a couple weeks ago that talked about real estate in the Hamptons. It's down by over 20% in the middle of the summer. Oh, what do I care? I don't sell $4 million properties. Well, here's why you care. Because back in 07, really 06, guess what slowed down first, listeners? The upper-end stuff. And then very quickly, everything else slowed down to follow. So that's what's going to happen. Now, do I think there's going to be a huge, drop like there was before? I honestly don't know, but here's what I do know. We, collectively, clients, listeners, everybody, we are way better off if we prepare for the worst and hope for the best, versus just hoping for the best and not being prepared. So let's all collectively agree that it's smarter for all of us to be prepared for a shitstorm and, you know, have umbrellas with raincoats and, you know, everything else to get ready for it, opposed to basically having it hit and not being ready. Does that make sense, Julie?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know that not all of our listeners lived through the last go-around, the last recession, but what I remember about that is that everybody was blindsided. Nobody knew what to do. Everybody was panicking. Nobody saw it coming, and it was like, okay, now what?
Well,
so we're here to prevent
that said,
this go-around. Yeah.
But that's what they
know,
said,
really
right? Everybody
coming.
Said they didn't see it coming. But, guys, here's the
nobody
real truth.
To see it.
Nobody was telling agents that it was coming. When we would go to seminar, Julie and I were doing way more live events back in the day. We don't hardly do any anymore because we have the podcast, we do webinars and things like that. But so here's the thing. We would go to these events, and we would do the rah-rah, you know, here's our talk for a few hours, and then we'd be done. And then we'd always meet with the owners, and we got to know a lot of the top people in our industry, you know, the real movers and shaker types. And back then, they were all – the one thing they all wanted to talk about was how soon and how bad is the correction going to be? That's what they all talked about. Now, to a person, none of them believed there was going to be a bunch of depreciation except Julie and I. And we would tell – now, they would beg us not to tell the groups of agents what was going on, but guess what we did? In late 07, we were the first company in the country to start talking about the real estate crash, September of 07, and we started telling agents, you better sure as heck learn how to work with short sales. And everyone else, again, I don't want to talk about ourselves. It makes me uncomfortable. But the reality of it is we had literally some of the nation's speakers and coaches talking crap without using our names, but clearly about us from their stages. And they did that for a year or two until what? Guess what happened? They then started acknowledging that short sales were a solution. And they were for what? 2, 3, 4 years, and in some markets, like Coach Michelle's market, she still is processing this coach of ours. She probably has 200 or 300 short sale files that her business is processing. So it's still going on. Guys, it is impossible that we're not returning to a market that's not going to be seriously bifurcated, meaning there's going to be people that are essentially in markets where in your market where the prices are going to be going well, they're going to be hot, no matter how bad the economy is, it's still going to be in demand. And then maybe just 10 minutes away, there'll be another community where it's horrible. People are underwater. People don't know what to do. You have to be in a position to help all sellers. Not just the certain kinds of sellers or the certain kinds of buyers that, you know, essentially all of us have been blessed with for the past, you know, basic decade. Those days are going to come to an end, and you have to be ready. Now, we got accused of not being motivational because we were telling you guys what we, you know, was outwardly appearing as doom and gloom. I don't think it was doom and gloom. What I think it was opportunity. Opportunity to be of service to people, learning new skills. Isn't that what all of us are supposed to be doing as professionals?
Sure.
I mean, seriously. So,
I would hope.
Anyway, guys.
Right?
Yeah.
So it does make you think, though, doesn't it? So I always appreciate all these great emails, and we don't get a chance to read all of them. And some of you, when you write.
Well, we don't get a chance to read all of them on the air, Joy.
Right.
We don't get a chance to read all of them on the air, but we do,
but
we do read all of them. Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
So because of the limited podcast time, we can't share everybody's emails. And sometimes you guys will say, please don't use my name. Other times you'll say, it's okay to share this on the radio. So if we're not sure, we keep you anonymous, and depending on what the topic is, right? So please keep them coming, tim@timandjulieharris.com, julie@timandjulieharris.com. We just wanted to share what some of your fellow listeners are going through and how they're implementing what they're hearing on the podcast. Our intention is always not just to entertain you, although that's a nice byproduct, but to allow you to implement and help you to implement and help you move forward faster in your business and achieve all of your life's goals through your chosen profession. So keep those emails coming. I always love sharing those. We'll do this now and then, I think, Tim, right?
Yeah, for fun. I mean, when we get good emails that, you know, we think will benefit a lot of other people. So hopefully you guys kind of went through the process of us reading those emails. And some of you are like, yeah, okay, well, that was interesting. That definitely related to me. And others are going to be like, well, Tim and Julie talked about this or that or the other. If you're a coaching client, understand that the information that we have that we present on the radio show is just skimming the surface of what's part of the coaching program. It's just literally skimming the surface because, you know, we'll talk about, for example, the pre-qualification script, but guess what? Coaching clients get the script. We'll talk about the pre-listing pack. You know, and the importance of it, and all you guys should have it. And, you know, obviously, if you're a coaching client, you get it, and you essentially just have to personalize it, but it's already done for you. And so that's the benefit of being a coaching client. Some of you guys are naturally, and I think, to be honest with you, correctly skeptical about coaches and trainers and all that, because so much of it's just straight up BS, and I appreciate that. That's the reason we made the site comparacoach.com. Comparacoach.com, you might want to check that out. It's kind of fun. Well, it's fun for us, not fun for our competitors. So check that out. And if you guys ever have any emails for us, email us directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. We love your emails. We always read them. We always respond to them. We'll always do the best we can to help you. If you ever need us for anything, please reach out. And remember, guys, what the heck are you waiting for? Complete that form. Get a call back from someone from our staff. They'll call you back, generally speaking, in like 10 minutes or less. Answer all the questions you have about the coaching program, which it's pretty self-explanatory. It's very, you know, easy to understand. And to get you enrolled, you don't have to worry about, you know, honestly, the program. You're all pre-approved for this program. We worked a special arrangement out with the lender. We've made the payment so it's less than $100 a month. We made it so every single one of you are approved. This is a no-brainer solution to whatever you're challenged with now and, frankly, whatever you're going to be challenged with in the future. Keep growing. Keep learning. Keep your mindset focused on being of service. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.